So we're going to start with the rapid fire rounds. The first one is, at what age do you want to retire?
55.
How long does it take you to get ready in the mornings?
20 minutes.
Most embarrassing moment of your life?
Pass.
Favorite color?
Red.
What time of day are you most inspired?
6 a.m.
How many hours of sleep can you survive on?
8.
Fill in the blank. An upcoming technology trend is blank.
PLG, product-led growth.
The city in which the best kiss of your life happened.
San Francisco.
Pick one, Mark Zuckerberg or Elon Musk?
Elon Musk.
The biggest mistake of your career?
No mistakes, I think.
How do you relax?
Breathing.
How many cups of coffee do you drink per day?
2, 3.
A habit of yours that you hate?
I bite my nails.
The most valuable skill you've learned in life?
Listening.
Your favorite Netflix show?
Pass.
Are you an early riser or a night owl?
Early riser.
Top priority in your daily schedule?
Early workout.
Ideal vacation spot?
Beach and sun.
Memorable career milestone?
Finishing my PhD.
The last song you've been listening to?
Probably Williamson.
And the last movie that you saw that had a good impression on you?
Elvis.
Okay, well, that's the end of the rapid fire. Now we'll move on to the longer questions, which you can answer with as much time and thought and ease as you like. The first one is, can you elaborate on how your perspective on the role of investors has evolved since your initial involvement with Kaufman in 2012?
Yeah, so I definitely think the role of investors has evolved, specifically in Europe, where I've been more involved. Traditionally, in Europe, I think venture capital came emerged through financial lenses. And I think towards 2005, 2010, a new generation of investors came in who were much more operational, much more founder-friendly, I would say, and understanding the rules of the game within technology and playing the long game. And I do think that hands-on and entrepreneurial-friendly position has really helped the ecosystem. And it's the trend, for sure.
So in what specific ways has Kaufman influenced your thinking about giving before getting into the startup ecosystem?
Kaufman has really influenced the way I behave within the venture space. It's not only about giving before you get, but also understanding that you don't know everything and being always open to learn and to listen to other people. Ultimately, when we invest in companies, we don't run the companies. So we need to make sure that we can contribute with ideas, with a perspective, a thinking process, but we will not make the decision to implement or not in a company that input. And I think that's very important. And it's a way to work with founders and with other investors, which is much more of a thinking process rather than saying exactly what needs to be done.
So you grew up in the Basque country. How has the encouragement of an independent spirit from your family impacted your decision-making as an investor and entrepreneur?
I think it definitely has impacted. I grew up in an environment where opinions and speaking openly are very much welcomed. My dad has always been very much asking us to speak up and to have an opinion. We are very much, Basque country is a very entrepreneurial environment too. If you look at the GDP within Spain, Basque country and Catalonia have probably the biggest, the highest GDP, and that comes down to the industry that was created at a certain point. So it's a very entrepreneurial and open-minded, and definitely it has developed a free spirit type of mindset on me that still is part of the way I behave.
So are there any specific instances where your independent spirit played a crucial role in your career?
I mean, definitely the fact that I did a PhD and not an MBA. If you think about it, MBAs all work in teams, and that's, they work for a year, for 2 years, always working on teams. When you do a PhD, you work for 5 years just by yourself. And I think it is a tough process. It's a tough development, thinking, analytical process that you go just by yourself and you become probably the expert in a very specific topic in your industry. So I think definitely that helped at a certain point.
So your journey to Notion involved diverse experiences, including a decade of classical ballet. How has your background in the arts influenced your approach to the structured and competitive startup world?
Mm-hmm. So I'm not sure if it's the arts, but rather the behavior that a discipline that, like dancing and classical ballet, sets in the way you behave. I'm definitely very disciplined. I do have a mindset in which I want to do something and I repeat things over and over again, as you do when you dance every single day. You repeat the same choreography over and over again. And it's something that it's not tiring for me, but reinforces my mindset, whatever I'm thinking about. And it's a way that I like to behave. And I set up a goal and I can do things over and over again for that goal. And in my day routine, it's I do things repeatedly too, which is pretty funny, I think, when you look at it externally. A little bit of an extreme, I would probably say.
So have you seen the benefits of applying creative and unconventional thinking from your ballet background to navigate the structured startup environment?
I would definitely think that maybe the creative side is maybe not my biggest skill. So I'm not really sure if the ballet developed that side of it on my side. It did develop other sort of skills, not necessarily the creative side of it, maybe. So I wouldn't consider I'm a very creative person. I'm not either on the other side, but I don't think that's my strongest skill.
So you're also an educator, and having taught entrepreneurship to around 2,000 students, what common challenges do you observe among aspiring entrepreneurs, and how do you guide them?
So I'm not sure where you got the 2,000, because I teach over 400 students a year, and I've been teaching for 12 years now. So you just need to do a little bit of math to realize the amount of people who have taken my entrepreneurial finance course at UCL, University College London, and Imperial College in the past. And I definitely think my experience is very important to help those students understand how the industry works. I think I do have a PhD, but I do think many of the lectures that students get at universities are way too academic and maybe not practical enough. Don't take those students out of their building to talk with entrepreneurs, to talk with investors, and they really encourage them to do that. And in fact, that's the only assignment that they do, and they need to interview a founder who has raised more than two rounds of funding, and they need to do the due diligence and propose an investment in the company. And so in order to do that, obviously, you got to talk to people and you need to find the entrepreneurs. And for the due diligence, you need to talk to people in the industry, and that's what gives you a better mark, which is something that you cannot do with ChatGPT these days. And they need to take pictures with everybody they do an interview. So it's kind of a fun course, but definitely takes the students a little bit out of their environment to talk to the real world.
And have you ever adapted your views on entrepreneurship and investing based on a student's unique and unconventional approach that should challenge traditional teachings? Is there some interesting story around this you have?
So I don't think I have changed the way I operate. I do tweak my lectures every year based on their feedback. But definitely I do think that everything, we really need to be up to speed with everything we teach to these students today. The market, technology moves so fast that you need to be on top of the game for that. Usually students are very early in their careers. I do learn because some of them are doing very, specific research in some technologies. I have many engineering students, in fact. And so I learn from those students for sure. And if you realize, so the people who are happier and healthier for a longer time are usually professors who are surrounded by these new generations of students, of thinkers. And so I definitely want to continue my career on that space and being able to have an impact on people, being able to gather experiences from them too.
So when you joined Notion from M12, you saw incredible talent and opportunities in Europe. What unique qualities does the European startup ecosystem offer, and how does Notion plan to capitalize on them?
Yeah. So at Notion, we are very bullish about the ecosystem in Europe. We believe there is a lot of talent. I think the European ecosystem has built enough unicorns, fast-growing businesses that have trained many individuals in what we call, and we like to see, this growth mindset. So we have very good universities. So we have incredible technical universities. I mean, the UK has very good universities, but Germany has great engineering schools, Switzerland, Paris, and so on. And this talent really don't want to work for big corporations anymore. That's not a trend today. So they want to work for the best startups. They want to build a new generation of technologies. And I'm very excited about that. I think the ecosystem has money today to be investing in those businesses. And also I think there is no fear to go to adapt and to go from one country to another one in Europe and to build a big company even within the European ecosystem. So in the past, companies were very quickly going to the US, and today they are still going to the US, but I think they are able to build big businesses and to start very strong in 2-3 countries in Europe and then go to the US. Founders are not afraid of facing differences and adapting their products to the different ecosystem and localizing, and I think that gives them a competitive advantage on a global market.
And what motivated you in the first place for this commitment to helping build the best enterprise technology portfolio in Europe with Notion? And what challenges do you foresee in achieving this ambition?
Sorry, I joined Notion in 2018. Prior to that, I was running M12 Microsoft Ventures in Europe. So I was already doing B2B software, AI solutions. One of the main things that motivates me to invest in this space is that ultimately, by investing in the best products that can help our companies operate, we are helping our employees be much more productive and not waste their time with all these cool solutions that were definitely getting on the way of building the biggest businesses. So I want to help employees be more productive, be happier, be healthier in many cases, because you are able to use products that as an employee, as a benefit, for example, gives you the opportunity to stay healthier. And I think all of these makes people much happier. So I'm a big product believer, product first investor. And I do believe that those products will make our employees healthier, happier, more productive, and ultimately everybody will win in that way.
So speaking of being healthier, since 2013, you've been teaching spinning classes at Virgin Active. How does this physical activity complement your professional life?
That was definitely a secret in the past, but it looks like everybody knows about it. Yes, I've been teaching spinning, as I said earlier in this interview. I love my 6 a.m. workout. That's definitely my routine every single day. And it got a moment that I really wanted to... can we change this answer? Okay, I start again. So that was this teaching spinning was definitely a secret in the past. It's not a secret anymore. It looks like a lot of people know about it. In fact, I do run venture capital, VC, and startup spinning classes in London. So if you want to join them, please let me know and I will involve you on those ones. But I'm a big believer of starting the day with something that you really enjoy. For me, it's a good workout, great music, and being able to spend the time with a group of people like that takes me completely out of the venture space, because the people that come to my spinning classes, they have no idea that I'm an investor. They even think I'm a personal trainer, and I leave that class and I basically go and train people on the gym floor, right? So it is really a way to enjoy my music, enjoy the start of the day, start the day with a great technology, great energy. And yeah, I absolutely love it. So if you want to join, you know where to find me.
So speaking of like merging boundaries, so as an associate professor at UCL, how do you integrate your academic role with your practical experiences as an entrepreneur and investor?
So I think it's a lot about using case studies, bringing entrepreneurs, bringing investors to the lectures, make them, the students, understand that there is a world beyond the university, the academic side of it, and that we interact with people and that they're really ambitious people in this world. And that I like to make those students feel that if these people made it work, I can also make that happen. And I like to inspire them with examples, with case studies, with real founders who come on and talk about how difficult it is to build a business, but how gratifying it is at the same time. So it's, it is absolutely phenomenal to see the outcome. And just when I was coming to the Web Summit today, I got a message from a student from 4 or 5 years ago telling me about the new business he is launching and asking me whether I have a quick chat, I had time for a quick chat. And obviously, I'm delighted to hear those and to talk to them. So it's absolutely great.
So the last question for you is of a personal kind. What would you be doing in your life if not this?
I don't think I could be doing anything else than investing. I absolutely love investing. I went from being an engineer and working at Daimler, the car manufacturer, which I really didn't like, to do a PhD because I love teaching. And once I got to work full-time at Imperial College, I realized really, I really didn't want to be an academic. So I've been jumping from one thing to another one. I started my own company, couldn't make it profitable and revenue generated at scale. I moved to venture, and I really, after those different careers, I do think I found what I really like to do, which is working with founders, helping them think through and ultimately supporting them in good times and in bad times. And they are the ones that I always say that they make me look good because they are very smart, very ambitious, and I feel very lucky to be in this industry for sure. Hi. I am Ichaso. I'm a general partner at Notion Capital. Catch me on the Technologies on the Month show.